Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, November 23rd, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. San Jose, California-based Broadcom has closed its $61 billion acquisition of VMware after receiving regulatory approval worldwide, including the last holdout, China. Broadcom's products form the structure of much of the internet as they are widely used for data centers, cloud providers, and network infrastructure. VMware, meanwhile, makes virtualization and cloud computing software that allows corporations to safely link local networks with public cloud access. A Florida judge ruled that there was reasonable evidence to conclude that Elon Musk and other Tesla executives knew that the vehicle's autopilot system was defective, yet continued to tout its capabilities and sell it anyway. The judge is allowing a lawsuit that stems from a deadly crash in 2019 in which Jeremy Banner switched on autopilot function on his Tesla Model 3 about 10 seconds before it drove under a trailer of a semi-truck. OpenAI and Microsoft have been hit with a class action lawsuit filed on behalf of nonfiction authors who said they were not compensated for the use of their books in academic journals and the training of large language models. OpenAI previously said that content generated by ChatGPT doesn't constitute derivative work and hence doesn't infringe on any copyright. The lawsuit is seeking damages and injunctive relief for all the proposed class action defendants. Bard, Google's generative AI chatbot, is getting an upgrade that will allow it to, via its YouTube integration, analyze individual videos to surface specific information without you actually having to watch the video. The Verge's Allison Johnson was able to get a list of ingredients and step-by-step instructions for creating an espresso martini from an America's Test Kitchen video. According to Reuters, three sources familiar with the matter said that Amazon is set to win unconditional EU antitrust approval for its $1.4 billion acquisition of robot vacuum maker iRobot. This comes after the European Commission voiced concerns back in July that the deal could reduce competition in robot vacuum cleaners and reinforce the company's dominant position as an online marketplace provider. Both Amazon and the European Commission declined to comment, but the EC is due to decide the deal by February 14th. Automotive technology company Valeo was suing NVIDIA because its former employee, Mohamed Manirezarman, allegedly showed off source code he stole from Valeo on a Microsoft Teams call between Valeo and NVIDIA, his new employer. Valeo claims that NVIDIA has benefited from stolen trade secrets. This alleged theft came to light when employees from both NVIDIA and Valeo were on a call together working on a joint parking assistance project for an unnamed automotive parts maker. Google Meet is rolling out a new feature that was announced earlier this year to premium users. Enterprise users can raise their hand to toggle the raise your hand button in the interface. This feature is toggled off by default, but can be enabled from more options, reactions, hand raise gesture. Once enabled, users can raise their hand, keeping it up for a moment until a raising your hand progress bar is completed. This feature is currently rolling out to more premium users over the coming weeks. After removing titles from URL cards displaying images last month to improve aesthetics, Elon Musk announced via a post on X that the social media platform will overlay title in the upper portion of the image of a URL card. Publications resorted to including headlines in the image pulled by the URL card since the initial change. This reversal might make it easier for publications and not work on custom formats, but that completely depends on the layout of the new card. Autonomous robo-taxi operator and GM subsidiary Cruise is planning to resume operations in one U.S. city, possibly Austin, Dallas, or Houston, as it works to overcome safety concerns and lack of public trust. In a letter to employees, Cruise's newly appointed president and CTO, Mo Elshenawy, said a company will focus on realistic plans that our teams can deliver. A Cruise spokesperson added, "Once we have taken steps to improve our safety culture and rebuild trust, our strategy is to relaunch in one city and prove our performance there before expanding." Misinformation watchdog NewsGuard has identified ads for 86 major advertisers on viral posts seen by a cumulative 92 million X users advancing false or egregiously misleading claims about the Israel-Hamas war. From November 13th to November 22nd, 2023, NewsGuard analysts reviewed programmatic ads that appeared in feeds below 30 viral tweets that contained false or egregiously misleading information. These 30 viral tweets were posted by 10 of X's worst purveyors of Israel-Hamas war-related misinformation. These accounts have been previously identified by NewsGuard as repeat spreaders of misinformation about the conflict. And finally, the ability to download publicly viewable reels on Instagram debuted in June in the United States, but according to Instagram head Adam Mosseri via his broadcast channel, the feature has now been rolled out to all users worldwide. To download a public reel, simply tap on the share button and start the download from there. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check us out. Thanks for listening, and if you're celebrating in the U.S. or elsewhere, happy Thanksgiving.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.